This is Leonor, L-E-O-N-O-R, Hernandez de Flores. Hernandez, D-E-F-L-O-R-E-S. Date of birth is 9-8-38. Today is 6-18. Our patient is a 87-year-old woman, recently hospitalized with exacerbation of congestive heart failure, shortness of breath, not feeling well, tiredness, fatigue, weight loss, urinary tract infection, confusion, period. New paragraph, patient originally from Mexico. She's been here for 12 years, lives with her son and her daughter-in-law. There's also a special need child in the house that her daughter-in-law takes care of, along with the mother-in-law at this time, period. She's never been a heavy smoker or drinker, period. She was married at one time. Both her husband and her lived with the daughter-in-law, but apparently they're divorced, but they've been together over 60 years, period. In the paragraph, she's been pregnant 9 times, and she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's never been a heavy smoker or drinker, and has not worked outside the house. Immunization is up to date. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, urinary tract infection, dementia, anxiety, atrial fibrillation, CHF, coronary artery disease, cardiac cachexia, weight loss, gastroesophageal reflux, and chronic abdominal pain. Surgery, she's had knee surgery, gallbladder surgery, and hip surgery. Review of system, recently hospitalized with shortness of breath, cough, congestion, urinary tract infection, confusion, period. After hospitalization, the family has decided they no longer want the patient to go back to the hospital. They want her to stay at home. Since she's 87 years old, she has a DNR and wants to be kept comfortable. For this reason, hospice and palliative care has been asked to evaluate the patient at this time, period. She's also has had significant weight loss. She's confused. She has behavioral issues, but most of the time she's able to care for herself. She has accidents as far as urinary incontinence is concerned, and still uses the bathroom on her own from time to time. She's ADL dependent. This puts her at dementia FAST score of 6D, as in David, period. She has shortness of breath, especially with activity, period. Apparently she was dehydrated, so they took her off the Lasix. Her sodium was 146 at one time. Her blood sugar has been stable on metformin, one tablet a day. It was 140 this morning. Period. She eats very little. She has decreased appetite. She has significant weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and overall with history of anemia, and is doing poorly as far as assimilating and maintaining weight is concerned. Allergy, none. Medication, trazodone 100 milligram a day, Augmentin for the next 4 days, 875, Eliquis 2.5 twice a day, Remeron 7.5 milligram a day, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Bentol 20 milligram PRN, Metformin 500 milligram a day, Lactulose 1 tablespoon twice a day, Metoprolol 25 milligram once a day, multivitamin once a day, and vitamin D. Let me make sure I got all the medication. 1 second. At one time, she was also on Buspar for anxiety, which is not taken at this time. She's just taking her trazodone on a PRN basis. Oh, she is taking the Buspar as well. Sorry, 10 milligram a day along with trazodone. She also taking iron tablets once a day because of her anemia. And albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs 4 times a day. The metoprolol is tartrate, 25 milligram once a day. Also Remeron, 7.5 milligram, and the lactulose that was mentioned, period. Patient's family also states that she can walk if someone holds her, but she gets very short of breath, very weak, very quickly after 1 or 2 steps. She's had a history of heart problems, cardiac and coronary artery disease for years, but has not had any catheterizations and or further workup because patient did not want to do that, in quotation. O2 sat only 91%. Pulse goes from 40 to 71. Blood pressure is 110. Respiration is 18. Heart pulses, small pulses was 2, irregular, consistent with atrial fib. Lungs, shallow, breath sounds, bronchi, abdomen, soft. Neck shows positive JVD. Skin shows no rash, but dry. Oral mucosa without any lesion. Lower extremity shows muscle wasting. Neurological patient is moving all 4 extremities, but she's very sleepy and groggy, most likely because of trazodone she received last night. Assessment number one, 87-year-old woman with history of coronary artery disease, recently hospitalized with atrial fibrillation, mixed systolic and diastolic heart failure, period. In your paragraph, she also has atrial fibrillation. As I mentioned, anemia, hypernatremia, hyperresponse to diuretics, constipation, coronary artery disease, atherosclerotic heart disease with native vessels, anxiety on both Buspar, Trazodone, and Remeron, and urinary tract infection with worsening mental status, period. Her OTUSAT's tedious at best. Patient would benefit from O2, especially in the evening and on a PRN basis, especially with any type of activity. Her blood sugar is 140, is controlled today. Patient has dementia with FHD score of 6 Diaz at this time. Given patient's coronary artery disease and recent hospitalization for CHF, patient's overall prognosis is poor. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.